Why, Mr. Holmes, I almost passed you by here in the mist. What brings you back to this dreadful place? A few steps more and you'd be in the clutches of the Grim Hermia. He escaped at once, albeit with the help of others. I fear it will not be so careless to let you go a second time. Now don't leave. I'm not here to mourn my husband. He was a beast and a fool. To be swallowed in the Grimpen's smothering muck was too kind of a fate for him. Does my honesty shock you, Mr. Holmes? I would not have thought a man of your intellect would be so provincial. My husband conspired to murder Sir Henry. Should I not celebrate that such a heinous act was averted? That justice was done? Is the mire any different than the hangman's noose? Slower, more torturous perhaps, the way it moves and grips and sucks, but the end is the same. Sir Henry understands me. He sees kinship in our shared victimization. Once a proper amount of time has passed, a year or so, he'll propose to me, and I shall become the Lady of Baskerville Hall, the land on riches my husband sought by murder. I will achieve by marriage. We'll not stay here in Dartmoor, of course. In truth, sir, the mire terrifies me. The thick, syrupy grip of the bog, the way it turned every attempt to escape to its own advantage, the heaving and horrid softness of it, it's a thing to inspire nightmares. My late husband knew my fear. He relished in it. That's why he made his lair on an island deep in the Grimpen's heart. That's why he insisted I aid and accompany him, though insisted is such a pale word for the way he brutalized me. That's why I come here still, Mr. Holmes, to conquer my terror, to face that which most frightened me. Same reason I face you now. When did you realize the plan to murder Sir Henry was mine and not my husband's? Pray, be honest, sir. Your condemnation is plain in your cold looks and in the stern, formal way you address me. It was how you treated my husband when you began to suspect him. Yet every sneer is an accusation. So tell me, what clue did we drop unnoticed? What word whispered of falseness? A matter of character. Ah, yes. I see now. My husband was not a subtle man. He fancied himself clever when he was barely cunning. A beast and a fool. A plan like the one involving the hound required a more devious mind. I'm impressed, Mr. Holmes. I'd fashioned my role as that of damsel in distress. I thought your chivalric nature would blind you to my actions, or at least you would attribute my involvement to the frailty of my sex. Perhaps you're not as provincial as I thought. So what's to be done? Do you tell Sir Henry of these suspicions? Another shock to his weak heart might kill him. Do you insist the local constable arrest me? You have no evidence. Still, I prefer you not hunt and harass me. I need no new hound in my life. So perhaps we can come to terms here, in the mist, where motive, like vision, becomes blurred and dreamlike. Let's see how provincial you are. You presume I'm wearing this long coat and thick stockings and my late husband's gum boots to stave off the chill of the moor. In truth, they are a convenient camouflage. If I drop the coat and step out of the boots, only the stockings remain. The rest of me is naked, Mr. Holmes. Clad only in mist. How scandalous. A proper young lady like myself, displayed like a 2-shilling girl in a London alley. You want me, don't you, Holmes? That grim, pinched expression you wear as a mask, else you'd have picked up my coat and flung it at me, or turned on your heel and fled. You men. Beasts and fools. Not that I blame you. I am beautiful. These breasts. Imagine my hand is your hand. Touching them. Tracing them. Squeezing. A pinch. Mr. Holmes, you like some pain in your play. Oh, oh, that hurts, you wicked man. And what of your other hand, sliding down like this, between my thighs? Oh, teasing me. Making me wet inside me. Is this getting you hard, Holmes? The sheer impropriety of it. A woman with her fingers inside herself, knowing where to touch, how to touch. Oh, like this, and this. Oh, a woman who knows what pleasure is. Oh. Do you want to take me, Holmes? Tame me? Do you think my late husband punished me so? Terrorized me with tales of the mire? It was because he knew I didn't need him. I'm going to come, Holmes. While you stand there and glare and sweat. Oh, while your cock grows and your morals shrivel. Oh, what will it take for you to join me? Should I press myself up against you like this? Grind against you? Oh, yes. Grab my wrists. Grab my wrists. Let me rub and rasp against your hard, trapped cock. Yes. Oh, Holmes. Such a stern face. Such reserve. Such a lie. I know what you want. I can feel the shape of your sin. Hard, hard sin. You're a beast, Holmes, like every man. I disgust you. I inflame you. If I can do this, naked on the moor, what else might I do? What damp dreams might I fill? Like every man letting me get close. Thinking a woman is no threat because she's naked. Because you're holding her wrists tight to her chest. Where her fingers can stroke your throat and a nail can flick. Oh! Oh! Oh, now you pushed me away. Such a hard shove. Am I falling in this mud? You don't like the pain in my play? It's just a little scratch, man. But the nail is tipped with a soporific compound. You feel it already, don't you? Don't worry. It's not lethal. You'll just become confused and cooperative, willing, say, to take a short walk with me in the mist. The drug will wear off in an hour or so. Of course, by then you'll be at the bottom of the bog, another victim of the Grimpen Mire. I'll watch while you splash and struggle. Then I'll wipe away any evidence, put on my coat and boots, and walk blameless into Sir Henry's arms. See, my one regret is that the drug will make you too docile to plead. I would dearly love to hear you beg as you sink, to have my name be the last on your lips as the mud closes up over you. Sound would excite me through all nights to come. Alas, can't have everything. Come now, Holmes. Follow your stocking-footed vixen deeper into the mist. The mire is only a few steps away? What's... No. No. No, I can't move my feet. My feet. This mud you've shoved me into, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. My feet are stuck. We were closer to the mire than I thought. The mist, this damn mist, I can't move, I can't move. Holmes, give me a hand. Fight the drug and give me a hand. I'm trapped, you fool. Just the mire has my feet. It's like glue, like I've stepped into some horrible sticky glue in my stocking feet. God, now I'm sinking. Don't just gape at me. Reach out and take my hand and pull me free. Hurry. Holmes, for the love of God, man, help me. Look at me. Mr. Holmes, look at me. Look. I'm beautiful. I'm so beautiful. I can be yours. I can do things to you. I can do things for you. I can do things for you. Things that you've never dreamed of. Just please. Please, I'm up to my knees in this muck and I can feel the bottom. There is no bottom. Nothing under my feet but more just thick, greedy mud. I'm sinking deep, but this can't be happening. Not for me, not for me. It's so sticky and gripping. Sucking. I'm being swallowed up. I'm being swallowed up to my thighs. No, my hips. I can't get out. I can't get out. No, please, no. Not the mire. It's so thick and so soft. I'm frightened. Mr. Holmes, please, please help me. Please. I must get free. I must get free up to my breasts. The mug is covering my breast. Holmes, wake up. Come on, Holmes, wake up. Give me your hand. I'm sinking. Please. Save me. You must save me, please. It's touching my chin. Oh, you wicked man. You beast, you fool! A single push and all my plans, all my riches, all my beauty lost. Holmes, I beg you! The mire, Holmes!